Hello, this is Radio Kate, and I've been obviously very remiss with my February booze again. I'm sorry, I've just been very busy. Apologies. So I'm going to do three in a row, and first one, February 24th. Do you have a favourite joke or comedy routine? Let me have a little think. I quite like the joke, and it's very stupid. I quite like the joke. What's black and white and eats like a horse? And you'll have to stay listening to this to find out the answer, if you haven't worked it out by the end. Oh, isn't that mean? In terms of favourite comedy stuff, there's a whole bunch of stuff that I love from Radio 4. I really like the On the Hour series, which is the radio version of what became The Day Today with Chris Morris. This is the news, that kind of thing, which will make no sense to you if you haven't heard it. But my all-time favourite, I think all-time favourite radio comedy is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And yes, radio before it was a book. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's become a television thing and a film. I didn't like the film at all. They took all of the fantastic dialogue and used some of it almost exactly, except they took out the funny bits, or they took out the little clever things that Douglas Adams had written and made them unfunny, which really annoyed me. In fact, I was annoyed when, right at the beginning of the film, Ford Prefect is in the bar and he says, there's a line from the radio series, and they were saying it exactly right, and I was like, oh, brilliant, they are sticking to the script, that's great. But then he said, this must be Thursday. I never could get the hang of Thursdays. Except he didn't say it like that. He said it with a different intonation. And because I've listened to the radio version so many times to help me get to sleep, I was kind of annoyed that he intoned it incorrectly in my mind. But then it just got worse and worse and worse from then on. So the series is brilliant. And if you have not heard the original BBC Radio 4 radio series of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, stop what you're doing immediately. Forget about the joke answer punchline. It's not that funny anyway. But go and find it. Go and listen to it. Repeatedly. It's amazing. It's brilliant. And I have a photograph of myself standing in front of the NASA countdown clock at the press site, the one that was in all the Apollo, it counted down to the Apollo missions and it counted down to all the shuttle missions, and I've got it when it's counting up after Discovery launched on her final mission, and I managed to catch it with me in front of it, with it reading 42. And that makes me smile. And if you're a proper geek, if you're a proper Hitchhikers fan, you'll obviously know why that makes me smile. And if not, like I said, go out and listen to it. It's amazing. The books are also very, very good. And there's a line in one of the books, I think it may be the fifth book, I'm not sure. But Marvin the Paranoid Android is wandering round on this planet and a mattress comes flolloping along and starts talking to Marvin. Marvin, who's got the brain the size of a planet. And they're having this conversation, and Marvin explains this. Oh, says the mattress. And Marvin, the android, decides that he's going to show exactly how clever he is. So he says, think of a number. 5, said the mattress. Wrong, said Marvin. And the mattress was suitably impressed. It's stupid, I know. But I love that line in the book. It's wonderful. It really makes me laugh. So, yeah, that's what I say. Go out and listen to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And if you want to know the answer, the punchline, to what is black and white and eats like a horse, it's zebra. Over and out. A small postscript. I'm tired. I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm tired. Of course, it was Arthur Dent that said the line about Thursdays. My brain is just in a pickle. Sorry!